Should we say one or two say till them now? So I didn't want to postpone the shiur, so we'll say maybe one or two capital till them, and then we'll start the shiur. Rav Harari is coming on. Rav Harari.
Yo, Simon.
Okay, we're going to
How
say
are
one or two capital till them. Today's the yahrzeit of my father, so we're going to have the yahrzeit shiur, and we'll start with two capital till them. And then we'll go from there. Shia
those mean by my Kim Krasi, how doing noise?
The regular share or just make the share?
Regular
share. So could you send it to me? Just so I could.
Okay, if everyone can turn on the cameras, it's always good to be able to see everyone's faces. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry we didn't get through to each other on Friday.
917.
It's okay. I'll pause well.
Yeah.
3313.
Okay.
There might be a couple people that are coming.
Yes, can I wait a little bit? I'll tell a story before we begin. Now I see MZ on the, MZ Binder's my Talmud here from Chicago. So what happened was it was a Sunday, and I was about to go to be Masada Kiddushin, one of my Talmidim. And then I get a phone call from my father's aide that I should come right away to the hospital, that he's not doing well. And so Em's my good Talmud Emzi, always very helpful to me. So I called him up. I said, we need to go right away. And I said, I called the Chassan. I said, I don't know what's going to be. Maybe you should need to get another Masada Kedushin because, I'll be in touch. And so MZ drove me to the hospital, to Maimonides in Borough Park. And the whole way there, I thought the worst. You can imagine what I was thinking the whole way there. And we got there, and what happened was there was a Frum nurse and a doctor who was able to resuscitate my father. And when I got there, he was stable. So I called up the chassid. He said, "You know what? I'm going to come to your wedding. I'll be Masada Kedushin, and then I'll go back to my father." And that's what happened. And my father lived another 5 weeks because of that. And that was the, it was the beginning of COVID. And then he passed away on Vav Nisan. So I'm grateful for the, in fact, the nurse, I believe, I thank in the Hakdamah to the Haggadah. She's, that was the story. Okay, so I think we're going to start. You saw now, and the guys, other guys want to come on,
I think we could start. What was the back about again?
okay, the matzahs begin. So let me introduce the shiur. Okay, Zech Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov ben Yisrael Pinchas, in the yahrzeit of my father, Avi Mori Yaakov ben Yisrael Pinchas. So was born on Chol Hamoed Pesach and was nifter on Vav Nisan. So the Shama should have an aliyah. And you'll see why I picked this topic, which at first glance seems to be very remote, what it has to do with my father. Okay, so do we have the packet? And does everyone have the packet in front of him? Binyan Matzahs Bikurim, Hilchos Avolitcha. Packet one in Pesach 2024. Okay, so the Torah tells us, Shmos Yudbeis, of Kol Machmetzes Lo Socheilu, V'chol Bo Shvosveichem Tochu Matzos, which literally means you can't eat chametz, and you have to eat matzah wherever you are. So there is a Gemara. On Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, page 3 in the packet. Yochol Yotze Adam Yidei Chavaso BeBikurim. Can you use a matzah of Bikurim? In other words, Bikurim are the come from the Zayin Medim, Pita Sora, right? So some of the Zayin Medim, it's not shaykh, but you can make matzah from Te'anim, remote, right? But you have chita. That can be, right? Make matzah from chita.
We're talking about the Kohen or the Yisrael who brings it.
We're talking, Pashas, about the Kohen.
When he gets it.
Yeah. Look in Rashi here in the bottom page 3. Bikurim, as we always think of bikurim, fruits, but chita, so it's one of them, right? Give us a meaning. So they brought him a chitim. So they brought him chitim. He makes matzah. So what should be wrong, right? Talmud Lomar b'chol moshevotzechem tochelu. Mitzvos
No, to Matzos.
matzah. I'm sorry. Tochel matzos. Matzah hanachelus b'chol moshevotzechem. Yotzu bikurim she'ein necholim b'chol moshevotzechem ela b'Yerushalayim. It has to be a matzah that is eaten. Well, it can be eaten anywhere. But here, Bikurim is limited. Bikurim can only be eaten what? Yerushalayim. So therefore, it's not Decho. It's from Chomosh Vosechem Tochlu Matzos. Matzah Nechels Bechomosh Vosechem. So Bikurim is only limited to Yerushalayim, so it's not Bechomosh Vosechem. So it's not good. Divrei Yosef Levi. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Matzah Umorer. We can, right? It says, Al Matzos Merim Yochlu, as Rashi says. So, Matzah Umorer Sheinu Bikurim, Af Matzah Sheinu Bikurim. So it has to be something that, in other words, Moror is not, can't be from Bikurim. It's not one of the Shiva Minim. So then Matzah is Hukash LeBikurim. Matzah also cannot be brought, could be, you can't be Yotzi Matzah from Bikurim. So Mechol Moshe. So again, it's either learned out that a matzah of Bikurim is no good because it's not Bechol Moshe Mosechem. And the other possibility is because it's Hukash L'Moror, and Moror is not from the Shiva Minim. So the matzah can, is, so then, so Moror, you can't have Bikurim from Moror because Bikurim is only the Zion Minim. So it can't come from Moror. So there are two reasons. In the Gemara, two sources why, if you have a Kohen was given chitim and it made from the chitim matzah, then you can't use that matzah for the mitzvah of the Seder, either because it's not nechol b'chol moshe osechem toch l'matzas, it's not nechol b'chol moshe osechem, number one. And number two, it's compared to Morer, and just like Morer can never be from Bikurim, so matzah cannot be from Bikurim as well. But that's the Yalfus of the Gemara. Now, there is another sugya here from page 4. Boy, Reb Shimon ben Lachish, on page 4, Pesachim Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Boy, Reb Shimon ben Lachish, Mahu Sheyetzi Odom Yidei Chavosu B'chala, Shall Yerushalayim. So this is a little more complex. You have Maaseh She'ni, you mafrish Maaseh She'ni, say, from Chitim, say. And then you made a dough. And then you had to be mafrish Challah from the dough. So could you. And the Challah is given to the Kohen, right? So again, so could a Kohen make matzah from the dough that you would mafrish or not? So the Gemara says like this: Aliva the Rabbi Yosi Aglili, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who holds, there's another, Rabbi Yosi Aglili held also before on the page that lechem odi is lechem that's nechel banidus. So bikurim can, an onan can't eat challah, an onan can't eat bikur. Because it's not nechel baninus, because the Gemara says that that Gemara is on back on Lamed Vav and Aleph on page 3, where the Gemara says that Maaseh She'ni Yochel on the sixth line Tana Rabbani Yochel Yetzi Adam Yidei Chavasu B'Maaseh She'ni B'Yerushalayim. So the lomo lechem oni, ma shenecho baninus, yozo zeh she'inu necho baninus ala basimcha. In other words, Maaseh She'ni has to be, can't be, if a person's an oni, he can't eat Maaseh She'ni. Chalti ba'oni min benek, can't eat Maaseh She'ni. Rabbi Akiva says he can. Batzas matzas riba. So now what's the case over here? I might have said it incorrectly, so let me repeat it. Rabbi Shimon Kosh, Masha Yeti Oli Miyachaloso, Bechala Shal Maisa Sheini, Yerushalayim. So again, so if you mafish chala, so could you make it into a matzah? The dough, the chala dough. So he says like this, I'll leave it if you're saying legally oti barlach. Ashtam chulen lo nafik. In other words, if you have maisa sheni and then you mafish, so the leftover maisa sheni, after you mafrish, you have a dough that's maisa sheni. Then you mafrish chala. So what's left over from the maisa sheni, you can't be yotzei matzah. Why? Why? Why can't you be yotzei? Because it's not. It has to be nechal baninus, right? So Maisa Sheni is not nechal baninus. Rav Yossi Aglili, so according to Rav Yossi Aglili, it has to be nechal baninus. It's not nechal baninus, because if you want to know what's left over of the Maisa Sheni, is Maisa Sheni. You mafrish chala from the Maisa Sheni. Right? But, what do you say, Sheen? Sheen?
If you could go over this, I'd appreciate it, please.
Sure. We'll say it over again. So he says like this, if you have dough, that's Maisa Sheni, and then you mafrish part of the dough, then it should be challah. So, the part of the Maisa Sheni, you took the Maisa Sheni dough. First, it was Maisa Sheni, it was kernels, whatever it was. You made it into dough, and then you were mafrish challah from the dough. So, could you be yotze the mitzvah matzah with the dough of challah that came from Maisa Sheni? So I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Loti Barlos. What is Rabbi Yossi Aglili? You see, there are two parts now to the dough. There's the Maisa Sheni part that you left over and the challah part. So the Maisa, the chulin is the Maisa Sheni that you left over. So that you can't, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because it's not nechal what baninus. So hashtem chulin. Chulin means the leftover, as Rashi explains, the Sifta explains of the dough. Hashtem chulin lo nothing bechaloso mibayim. Whereas if the part of the Maisa Sheni that you left over, you can't be yotze, even though that has less kedusha than the challah itself. That the challah itself was only eaten by a kohen, it's also a zarim. So, but the chulin part, the part that's left over from the Maisa Sheni, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you can't be yotze because it's not nechal baninus. I'll also be buying.
So certainly you can't be yotze with the challah.
Right, you certainly can't be yotze with the challah.
Got it. Thank you. So then the question has to be according to Rabbi Akiva.
Akiva. So what's the story with Rabbi Akiva? Kiti boy lach alibi to Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva doesn't have this din of Bechel Baninus. The Chulun who do the Nafik di Matamu Yeshlem Heter b'Moshavos, because of the Maisa Sheni part, he says you could be Yotzi with, according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Ah, it has to be Lechol B'chol B'shovos. What about that halacha? That halacha Rabbi Akiva agrees to. So the Gemara said no, because the Ibitame, if the Maisa Sheni would become Tame, so then it's not limited to Yerushalayim anymore. So if Maisa Sheni becomes Tameh, then it's not limited to Yerushalayim anymore. But the Challah, if it becomes Tameh, that's Challah Tameh. That's also to anybody if he's Challah Tameh. So he says, so he says, maybe the Maisa Chulam means the Maisa Sheni part that's left over, as the Rashi explains. So that you could be Yotzi, even though right now it's not Mitame. It's potentially it could be Mitame. Avachala, the Mitame, Moshavos. Ulusrefer is finished. It's like truma tamei. You got to burn it. You can't eat it. So the challah part is not no nothing. So therefore, you're not nothing. Nothing. So on one hand, we could say that it doesn't work. Because maybe only the Maisi works because it can be potentially become tummy. And then you could eat it b'chol moshavos. But the challah, you'll never be able to eat. Or maybe you have another idea that maybe if you weren't, didn't make it into challah, you weren't koreshim challah, and it became tummy, that have you would have a heter moshavos. But nothing but hashda nami nothing. So do we say that perhaps if you weren't koreshim, then and it would be tameh, the maaseh sheni, then you can eat it b'chol moshavos. So too over here. So what do you see from here? A fascinating idea that the din of nechol b'chol moshavos is not that it has to be nechol right now b'chol moshavos. If there's a potential way that it can be eaten b'chol moshavos, that's good enough. So by Maaseh Sheni, there's a potential way. If the Maaseh Sheni become, even though it's not tummy now, but potentially if it become tummy, you can eat b'chol moshavos. That's good enough to fulfill b'chol moshavos. Right? Or you'll see in another Gemara that we have a concept of eaten by mitshalolei. That if a person can make hataras nedarim and take away the kedusha, then also it would be okay.
In the Ikka d'Amri, sorry, in the Or Dilma, it has become tameh. It's not that it's just potential. It's lo kara le Hashem, so therefore it's not fully challah, and it became tameh. Then there's the heter of moshavot.
Which one? It says like this. I'll leave it.
Amrinan hoyel ve'ilu lo kara le Hashem ve'itame, it la heter b'moshavot, v'nafek bei.
Right. Oh, don't I mean, how well the evil look are all ashamed,
So it is tamei. It's not that it just can be
No,
tamei.
no.
No.
Well, if it wasn't chorale and it would be tamei, then he ever had the mishum. But didn't come become tamei yet. Oh, the evil lo chorale shem in me. If you were chorale shem and it would have been, these are all
Oh, it's a
theoretical.
hypothetical. In
It's
other
all
words,
hypothetical. But the point that you see here is all you need is hypothetical possibilities, and that's sufficient to be considered nechal b'chol moshavos. So if you hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili that Anina's thing, so then for sure the Ma'aseh Sheni is out. But if you hold that it's not a lack of Aninus, so then it would be okay because if it would be nitma, it would be okay. Or even the chalapot, the question is maybe if you weren't kari shame, it would be okay. So then maybe that's okay, as long as there could have been a theoretical possibility that this is nechol b'chol moshavos. Good.
So according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's chulin for the Maaseh Sheni, you can eat it in you can eat it in Moshavot, right?
Right.
And therefore you can make matzah from it.
Right. Because
And
theoretically,
even if
when you
it's
become
challah,
Tomei.
and even if it's challah, then you have the question.
Then you have the question.
So either that if it's You think that either if it does become
Even if it's challah, even if it becomes tameh, but theoretically, if you weren't kohen shame,
you weren't korei shem, so it's not really challah.
right? But it, or you could have made hataras nedarim. He doesn't say that here, but in other words, there are itchilale. You could have been shoel. That means mater neder. But what do you see? All these possibilities of undoing or theoretically being able to eat it b'chol moshavos are sufficient. So challah is going to be difficult because challah, if it's tummy, then you can't eat it. But by challah, we have another possibility.
That you weren't Koresh Shane.
Right. And if you weren't kosher shame and it remained b'nei sheni, so then you have a heter of kol moshavos. Or we'll see. There's a concept of making hataras nedarim. That's this gemara on the vav of an aleph, page 5, going over to page 6. The gemara says, "Ketzad mafrishin." The Mishnah says, "Ketzad mafrishin challah b'tumah miyantif." How are you? Now, say you have challah, right? You were mafresh, but it's tummy. And now it's a dough. And if you keep it right to rise, it's going to become chametz. So what do? You want to be mafresh challah on yontif, but it's tummy and it's Pesach. So what do? And Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo tikra shem at shatafe. So first bake it. Make it ochel nefesh. You shouldn't be kari shem. Bake it. Once you bake it, it's not going to become chametz, and then you can be koreshim. Rabbi Seira Omer Tatil Butzonin. No, you can koreshim, and then just throw it in the cold water, and that'll stunt the possibility of it becoming chametz. Amar Yeshua Lo Zehu Chamishim Murvuzar Malav B'Bal Yerov B'Bal Yematzei. He says, no, if it becomes. If it's challah, then it's not your rishus. Because Rashi says, Lozel chalmet shabbatarim lav tfarish. So you have several opinions. There's one opinion says he'd have to throw it in the cold water. So it says, "Leim b'tovus hanoch himifligim." There was sover tovus hanoch moment, or Yeshua sover tovus hanoch in a moment. In other words, the fact that it's challah, right? You call it shame. So you have now the ability to decide which coin you want to give it to. So that's called tovus hanoch. I can decide who's getting it, and if that's considered mammon, then it's then for it's considered mine. So maybe that's the machlokas. Was some opinions, Rabbi Yeshua says we're not bothered. It's not a problem. You're not chayiv on such a chametz. Maybe Thomas Hanok and the Rebbe says Sover Thomas Hanok Mama and Shua Sover Thomas Hanok Eina Mama. So the Rebbe says no. The Kuli Yam Sover Thomas Hanok Eina Mama. The Hachem Hoel Kemitz Vegin Rebbe Sover Amrina Hoel the Boy Itchel Alei Mamona Hu. Rebbe Shua Sover Lo Amrina Hoel. So you have another idea that maybe if you make it challah, you're going to be violating because theoretically you could undo it. And be matir neder on the challah. And then you would be chayiv in balyira. Even though normally you're not chayiv in balyira, it's not yours. It's challah. It's the shevet kahuna. So this is another concept of oil that it could, you could be matir neder. And
you do it again.
Yeah. Again, we have dough. We have dough. And it's tummy. And it's Pesach. And you want to eat it. And you don't want it to become chametz. But you can't bake it now because it's tummy. And if you're korish shem chala on it, then you can't bake something on yontif and you're not allowed to eat because you're not allowed to eat chala tameya. So Rav Elazar says, don't korish shem, just bake it. And Ben Becerra says, just throw it in the, and this way you could bake it, it'll be fine. Ben Becerra says, throw it in cold water. You can make it challah, but throw it into cold water. And even though you might, and therefore you won't violate Bal Yerah, because it's not going to ferment if you throw it into cold water. And Rabbi Shua says, no, even if it ferments, you don't have to do anything. Just let it be. Let it become chametz. But we're not chayiv in such chametz. Because it's not, it's the challah. Chametz of the Shevet Kahuna. So therefore, you're not violating by around such a thing. Like Rav Shekhtar says, this is like a corporation. You know, it's a corporation. It's a Shevet Kahuna. So it's not yours. Then the Gemara discusses why does the other pigeon disagree and say that's not good enough to shave a kahuna? Because maybe since you could undo, you could matir neder and it won't be chal anymore. So then it's yours. So then you have to worry about that. So the question is, do you say hoel the eat by Mitchell away?
How does lo tikra la shame? How does that work? You've got it's
kind of you don't make it into challah, it's just a piece of dough. So a piece of dough is chulin. So therefore you can bake the chulin. And once you bake it, it's not going to machmitz.
But it's tame.
So what? Tame, it's chulin that's tame. There's nothing wrong with chulin that's tame.
Oh, so just you just never give it to the coin.
Yeah, you never pronounce it chal.
So the Gemara said also a hoil that could have given it to a specific coin that you also violate Bal Yerah.
Yeah. Because since you could decide which cone you want, that's worth something. So therefore, that's considered. So that's why maybe it is balira, even if when it's chala, because you have the tovas hana on the chala, even though you don't own chala, it's owned by the shevet kahuna. But since you have the ability to decide which particular kohen you want, that's called tovas hana. And if tovas hana is considered, there's a value to having a tovas hana, then you're considered the owner. Now, so the Mechas Chinuch, this is almost the introduction to now understand the original question. We had a discussion before, what's the din of Matzah's Bikur? Right? You have Chita that was given to the Kohen, and now he makes it into Bikurim. So we said there are two possibilities of why it's no good. Either it's no good because the pasuk says b'chol moshvosechem tochu matzos, and that's the matzos shenechol b'chol moshavos, or because it's huk matzos hukash l'morer, and since morer can't be bikurim because morer is not one of the zayin minim, so to Matzah can't be from Bikur. So comes the Minchas Chinuch on page 9. He says, what's the problem? Matzah's Bikurim. Look on the fourth line on page 9, on the right side. Antosis of Dilma Hikshu name a whole over Korilo Hushain. Let's see the Antosis from Lama Tess. You see the Antosis? I didn't bracket it, but here it's on page 4. Dibra Maskal Odilma. Taymalari, I amrit hoel, him came bikurim nami necholim bechomosh rosechem. Hoel velo kari le shem. In other words, if you have bikurim, so why did you say the same thing? It should be considered nechol bechomosh avos because I could have not declared it bikurim. And we said that the whole idea of Nechom Chol Moshavos is in potential. It's Nechom Chol Moshavos. So therefore, if I weren't Kori Shem, then it would be Nechom Chol Moshavos. Or the Mechas Chinuch said, even if you were Kori Shem, but then you made Hataras Nadarim, it also took away the Din Bikurim. So then why is not... So the Gemara always says that potentially it could be okay, as we saw those Gemaras, then... That's good. That's called Nechol B'chol Moshavos. So then what's the problem? Came with the Ri. Yamin Hoel, Yim Kein Bikurim Nami, Necholim B'chol Moshavosekem, Hoel V'lokari Le'shem. So what's the difference between this case, by the Chala, and the case of the Bikurim? Yishlom V'lodom Yishem Bikurim Einu Nechol B'chol Moshavosekem. He says like this: Bikurim challah, you can eat a challah anywhere if you're a kohen, right? So, but if it's tamei, they're not. But since challah is something that can be eaten anywhere, so then we follow the potential. But something is bikurim is only in Yerushalayim. So. True, you could have not been mafresh or take it away, but since now it has a shein bikurim on it, then that's called einu nechol b'chol moshavos. So when it's something, where it's tosis b'chalik, when it's a sug iser that you can't eat now because what it is, but theoretically you could undo it, or theoretically you could have not done it in the first place, then we follow theoretical. But if it's a shein iser that has on it, even though theoretically you can undo it or not have done it, but since the shame iser that you have on it is an iser that's limited in where you can eat it, namely Bikurim. So therefore, that's considered a chisaron of Eino Nechol B'chol Moshavos. That's what the Tosa says.
But if you never make it, if you're not Korei Shame on it, then you didn't have to eat it in Yerushalayim.
But right now, it has a shame that is Yerushalayim. Only Yerushalayim. So he's saying that to say, well, if I did that, we only say that by something that doesn't have a shame that's limited. Chala is not limited. Chala you can eat anywhere. But it's a problem if it's tummy. So if you didn't, if it wasn't, if you were, if it didn't become tummy and you wouldn't have it, we go all the what ifs. That's only because it has a shame chala, which chala is not a stira to Nechol B'chol Moshavos. But if it has a shame Bikurim, and Bikurim is a stira to Nechol B'chol Moshavos, so then we don't say, oh, well, maybe you could make it not Bikurim, or maybe, well, that you don't say. That's Tosa says. Yishlom and Dildomi, the shame Bikurim, and Nechol B'chol Moshavos. V'hafa shem chala Nechol B'chol Moshavos. Now, Bikurim, so if you say like that, then that would, you know, that would be the answer. But if you want to not accept that chilek, and just say the simple pshat of the Gemara is that if you could undo it, or if theoretically it didn't have to be that way, it's all okay. And then, you know, they point out, the Svarim point out from the Tosfos HaRosh, page 7, that Bikurim is also, you could do Hataras Nedarim. He writes it over here. Because Bikurim, you know, the Mishnah says in Bikurim that you have to be Korei Shame Bikurim on page 8. Keitza Bafrishin by Bikurim, Yore Odom Besoch Sadeo Vi Roem Dehena Shebikra Eshkol Shebikr, Roma Hareil Bikurim. Whereas if you saw that the Tehena ripened, you can pronounce it Bikurim. You can pronounce it Bikurim. So then, once it's in that you can pronounce the Bikurim, then you can do Hataras Nedarim on that pronunciation. And whenever you can do Hataras Nedarim, we say that since you could have done Hataras Nedarim, even though you didn't, that's called, and if you do a Hataras Nedarim, it would take away the Din Bikurim, so then that's called Nechol B'chol Moshavos. So that is the Kasha of the Brichas Chinuch on page 9. Ayein Shas Laman Vav, Dein Yotze, Dein Necholim B'chol Moshavos. Okay, Afil B'Yushalayim, Ein Yotze, Afil Kohanim. Came in Dein Ruyel B'Yushalayim. Came Pasuk HaRambam. But Tosi says, Akash, Neim Ahov, Lo Kori Lu Shem. Dein Gam Kein Ikul Tshu, Neim Ahov, Yim Boil Mitchell. There's just another Ahov of Lo Kori Shem. And Tosi gave that answer. That maybe, but the Maisa now has a Shem Bikurim, which is limiting. And then you have the concept of Ahol by Mitchell. He says, and Gam Bikurim this Kachu Bikriya. He says, and Bikurim, you can only make a Taras Nedarim if you articulated, your articulation made the Kedusha. That's what it is over here. You made a Kedusha by saying Harez and Bikurim. So then you could do Hataras Nedarim. You could do Hataras Nedarim. Oh. So he says, so why can't you so what's the problem here? So why is the Bikurim not considered Nechol B'chol Moshavos? You could matter neder, but then it'll be in B'chol Moshavos. Tosis and Erevin says that that you only say Iboi if it can at least be eaten by somebody. But Bikurim is really a little Kohen. So then you say Iboi Mitchell and everyone can eat it. But at least it has to start off that everyone, that at least someone could eat it now. So Bikurim, someone could eat now. And what about everyone else? Everyone else, Ibai Mitchell.
So what do you mean? What does it mean by Ibai Mitchell?
You could theoretically make Hataras Nadarim. And then if you make Hataras Nadarim, that takes away your Kriya shame of Bikurim on this thing.
Be Hashem is a chalos neder?
Yeah, exactly. It's like a chalos neder. So when you mafrish something, and you throw a shame, and then you do a taras nadarim, that could take away the, because the kriya shame is like a chalos neder. Right.
No, but in a neder is something, oh no, that's not true. You could asur a kikar also, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what he's saying.
So, but even without this, I mean, do you really need this to reject the opinion in Tosfot that we saw? Because according to this, even if you can, even if you can be Iboy Mitchell, the original Isur of Yerushalayim stays there, according to that logic, which is hard to follow anyhow. Yeah. But the logic of Yerushalayim still is there. It's just taken off with the...
Right, if your tsumitosis is more, then right. There's a chiluk between Chala, which is really, could be eaten anywhere, but Bikurim is only Yerushalayim. So that itself is a steer to Kol Moshavos.
Right.
So then maybe you don't say, Ibai, that was his terrace, but then he says, yes, a different kasha. But then there's a Rashash on page... I have to make a thing that I'm not happy with. And that is these new Gemaras, that they don't give the Rashash his own page. And they don't get, it used to be the Rashash got his own page. Now I have one page, everything that the Rashash said and everyone, this one, no one gets their own page.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
You agree with me, right, Ferrari?
Yeah, it's confusing.
That's why I like the old Talmud Gemaras. You know, I like the Talmud, because the Talmud, he gave the Rashash his own page. And he gave the whatever, the other Achronim, every Achron got his own page that it was like in the old Gemaras. But now you open this Gemara, the Rashash is on the same page with the Chochmas, this and this and that. I don't know. It's not what I'm used to. So I always still get a Talmud, you know. I like the old style. So he says a Vort here. On page 12 from the Rashash. He's a Gabi Kippur, Mesapkoi, Yochel Gisholov. The Ptosis, in other words, Bikurim, Truma, you can be to make Hataras Nadarim, right? And Truma, you can, you know, all these things.
Excuse me, where are you on page 12?
I'm on page 12, where I put the bracket on the left side. You see? Now we saw Tosis Rush says you can do Hataras Nadarim on Bikurim also. So that's the Michas Chinas Kasha. If you can do Hataras Nadarim on Bikurim also, then you'd have the Svari by Mitchell. And if it's by Mitchell, it's considered Echol Mechol Moshavas. Oh, yeah. So he says he's Mesupuk. The Tosis Rush said he's not Mesupuk. Tosis Rush was not Mesupuk. Tosis Rush writes with Favorish on page 7 that. Yeah, it's not a problem. Anach mutar b'sheila. Pevel b'trumu b'kurim. So b'kurim is also has sheila. There's hataras nadarim. So he says, no, maybe not. Why? So he says, why? Maybe hataras nadarim doesn't work for b'kurim. Why? He says, "Gami bikur besafkali yochol lishol olav." Kevi dachiv hu al oso hataena shebikra dafka. Well, double the trumas of maaser. See, trumas of maaser you can take on anything. Here, your amira. You know, there's maybe even without your amira, there's a chiv to be mafresh on this one, because this is the first one that. Well, the ripened. Ratena Shabikra. So then you say Hareza. But it's still Bikra, even if you didn't. Came in the Chiyuv, also he mafresh Truman anything. Right? Doesn't have to be this particular thing. But here, it has to be on this particular thing. So your fact that you require shame, that Kriya shame is not the same as the Kriya shame where your Kriya shame was the decisor of which particular Chaticha will have the Kedusha, and now you're going to take it off. But here, Hashem decided that this Te'ina is the Bichra. So the fact that you Kriya shame is icing on the cake.
What if you go out to your field and you see two Te'inim and you don't know which one came first? Isn't it mean that when the one you decide came first is Bikurim?
Oh, so that's what he
said.
You don't
necessarily know.
He said, "Gabi Bikur Misafkali Yocholishol." That's a suffix. Kevin Dachiv, who are also attained a Shemikra of Dafka, Lo Dobi Lechubus Amaisus.
But he didn't necessarily pick the first one.
Right, but he's saying that he's Misupak if. That since you're supposed to pick the first one, so maybe you didn't, but you were Kor Hashem, okay. But you, in other words, you're not in the driver's seat totally. Right? But Trumas and Mises.
Right. You're limited. You can't
limit. So
you're
maybe
limited.
That limits the chalos of your Kriya Shem. And if it limits the chalos of your Kriya Shem, then maybe it limits the ability to be Matanet. That's what he wants to suggest. Rashash. Okay, so this is a din. We have a din of Necho B'chol Moshavos, and then we had the kasha of the Bichas Chinuch of why isn't it considered Necho B'chol Moshavos, because you buy that you didn't make it Bikur, or you buy that you can be Mashiel. So Tosis gave an answer because no. Bikurim is different because Bikurim, once it has a chaloshe Bikurim, and Bikurim is what? Is limited, which is only Yushalayim, then you don't say Iboi. You only say Iboi by something that the shame that it has is not necessarily fully limiting, like chala. Chala is nechal any place, but if it's Tameya, so then it's a problem. But okay, so maybe you could say Iboi that you were Mashal. Because chala, you're dealing with a chaloshamed chala, which is not in stira with nechal b'chol moshavos. But bikurim, that's how Tosis teaches. Bikurim is a stira b'chol moshavos. Or you could say like the Rashash, that the kriya shame of bikurim is not the same level of the kriya shame of chala, because chala, you're the balabas. You decide what's going to be chala, which piece is going to be chala. Hashem came by bikurim, Hashem decides which is Bikra. Then you see what Hashem decided, and then you go along. You know, it's like the Gemara in the Dorim about the question is whether there's hakpas on when you do a neder, you be makpis. You say this apple is like a korban, but if you say this apple is like chazir, that's no good because you didn't make the chazir, but the korban you made. But the question is, what about by Bechor? Bechor is Kodesh Merechem Imo. So since Bechor is Kodesh Merechem Imo, but then you still have to be Korishay, right? So is there Hatpasa by there? Is that called Korishay because it was Kodesh anyway? But there's a Chiyuv Yehuda Avopike to be Korishay. So that's a Machlokas in the Gemara Nedar. So that's similar to the idea of what the Rashash is saying. That here, you're not the full balabas over here of your Kriya Shem. Because you only Kriya Shem based on what you thought, on your knowledge of what was Bikir Tefila.
That's an interesting concept.
Yeah. Okay. So now, yeah.
We didn't have the comments on Mishpah that people were wearing Shem on Shira, when that was Bikir and Sachin, kind of cut back in the Shira. How much
Bikurim
you bring?
Yeah, so that's right. I'm going to bring Bikurim.
So, like,
front of
Rashash, maybe you could say that, like, how do you understand that? Like, maybe I want to bring that much Bikurim, like, the Bishol on some of it.
Yeah. Okay, that's a question. How could you, well, could you be sure at all? Okay. Okay, now I wanted to tie this into my father, Zichrono Livracha. What does this whole shiur have to do with my father of Matzah's Bikurim? So, of course, the Chasam Sofer was the one who gave me the guidance of how to tie this into my father. And on page 14, you'll see what he says. He says two things, but yeah. So take a look. Mikol mokom, yeah, if she matzah merames lavoda, a garebis tshuva ha-machno. Matzah is merames to avoda, avodas Hashem, that causes a person to do tshuva and subordinates. Lachin nimrez matzah gam ha-cheres. Matzah is also cheres. Ki ha-gar malaha. You have cheres if you over Hashem. Ein bechem. Alkei matzah merames l'kedusha Yisrael mitzvasa. So he says like this. Gulal kei ratzah kanosh baruch hu v'zachad Yisrael. Hashem, sheyu tzadikim chasidim v'chol mokom v'chol zman. Hashem doesn't want that kedusha is only in the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo yu kedoshim davke b'Beis HaMikdash. Because Hashem doesn't want a person that he's only from when he's in the Beis Medrash. And he's only Erlich when he's in Shul. And then he puts on, you know, he wants a person should be Erlich where? B'chol Moshavos. B'chol Moshavos. V'chutz v'men Yoshuv l'kislam. Chas v'sholom. Hazeh ne'emar ha'ma'aras paritzim ha'ya ha'bayis hazeh. He says, is the Beis HaMikdash like a ma'ara that all of all the Ganovim hang out. Is that what the Beis HaMikdash is? That all these people are not Erlich. Oh, they go to the Beis HaMikdash and they act Erlich. So it became like a hiding spot for Ganovim.
Echal Hashem, Echal Hashem, Echal Hashem.
Yeah. Lachain, this is the key line. Matzah she'ena roi lechol b'chol mashovas ena yotzim yidei chova. De be'ina b'chol moka muktar u'muktash l'shmi. Hashem, I want Erlichkeit, not just in the Beis HaMikdash, not just I want you to be Erlich b'chol mokom, b'chol moshavos. And that's the idea. That I would say represents my father's Zichrono Livracha. My father was very liked every person in the shul that he was in, but wherever he went in life, he was Erlich. He was well regarded. Never part of any machloikas. Honest, yosher. He was a person who was b'chol moshavos. And that's what matzah is about. Matzah is about being able to be erlich, not only in Yerushalayim, when you're in the Mikdash, and when you're in Yerushalayim, but it has to be nechol b'chol moshavos. B'chol mokom, mukar u'mukdash l'shmi. And that's the connection between my father's Zichrono Livracha and Matzah's Bikurim. Because the whole principle about Matzah's Bikurim is it Nechol B'chol Moshavos or is it not Nechol B'chol Moshavos? Is it Roy, the Mechaschidus Kasha, and this Teretz, that Teretz? But the Yisod is, it has to be B'chol Moshavos. And that's what the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Zion, page 15. Amaras Paritzim Haya Abayis Hazeh? Is that what this, the Beis HaMikdash is? Amaras Paritzim? And that's the idea. Matzah's Bikurim. And there are other ideas that he speaks about the difference between matzah and chametz. He has here in the Chametz Sefer 16-17 that matzah is exactly what it is. There's no fluff. There's no air. You know, it is what it is. The chametz is puffed up. And that's why matzah, says the Chasam Sofer, this is also the meaning of my father of Emes, Page 60, Hamatu Emes, Kushtakoi, Tocho Keboro, a Kol Shover. It's what it is what you see. Chavetz is not. Chavetz is puffed up. You see, it looks a bit much bigger than it really is.
That's why it's the Yetzer Hara.
Yeah, it's the Yetzer Hara.
Sosha Bisa.
It's all matzah kemosh alech kemosho. But it's chametz b'siapis as chasam va'ola l'malam b'shecher v'chizuv. Kiloni tosav al kemosho afil kosho. There's no more. The bread looks much bigger than the matzah, but that's only because it's air. It's puffed up. Vayipu hu sheker v'chizuv. V'amatech v'asor she besocho. V'asor b'atzmusu b'nuvol. But matzah is toho kavaro. What you see is what it is. And that's what the another thing that the Hasam Sofer says about the mitzvah of about the Bina Vanova. Where it says on page 19, Matzos te'achel b'mokom kadosh b'chatzar ol moed yachlua. Chatzar ol moed yachlua. Ki priest char hanova yachlu gam b'olam hazeh. This world is the chatzar, because it's like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that the chatzar leads into the traklin. Traklin to the chatzar. Traklin to the bias. This is the passageway to the olam So the traklin is the chatzar ol moed. And chatzar mocho yuchlu, you get schar for that midah of matzos, of anova, in this world, for the midah of anova. And that's what the last thing that I wanted to say that he says on page 22, vayibru vayatzmu b'mod ma'od. So says the Chasam Sofer, Perish Kol Olshin, this Rabu and this Gadol Mosifo Anova, and he cries, Ma'od, Ma'od. Because the Lubin said, Ma'od, Ma'od is Ave Shval Ruach. So Ma'od, Ma'od is the remnants of Anova. So that's Matzah, is that Mida of Anova. And Matzah's Kulo Kodesh Lashem. And that's Matzah Gematria Kohol, Kol Yisrael Kol Hashem, Kal, Kirvanu Hamokam Lavodosim. And that's the meaning of my father is the person who is Bechol Moshavos. It wasn't just Erlich in the Shul. You had a person who is an Anav, meaning of Emes, no flaunting anything, but no puffed up. And therefore, I found appropriate to discuss the Indian of Matzah's Bikurim on his Yortzeit. Of these words of the Chasam Sofer, that Bikurim is the whole Indian of Nechol B'chol Moshavos. Is it Nechol or is it not Nechol B'chol Moshavos? Because the Nechol B'chol Moshavos is that idea of being Erlich B'chol Moshavos. Not like the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, that the Beis HaMikdash, people weren't Erlich, but they all came to the Shul. They all came to the Beis HaMikdash. So what does the Pasuk say? Is this place of the Beis HaMikdash a ma'ara, a hiding spot for all the ganovim and the rishayim, as the. But it has to be ha'ma'aras paritzim ha'yah habayis hazeh zayin yud aleph in Yirmiyo asher nikra shmiyalov. This is the my house, the Beis HaMikdash, and the people only. They're not Erlich, so they're all coming into the base of Mikdash. My house became a Ma'oras Paritzim, as opposed to, says the Chasam Sofer, Nechol B'chol Moshavos. And that's the Sugya of Matzah's Bikurim. So today, Vav Nisan, the Yortzeit of my father, Zichrono Livracha, we were very close, my father and I. Rav Harari can remember. Well, with Rabbi Goldstein, we remember that when we learned in Eretz Yisrael together. Well, my father, Rabbi Harari, knew my father very, very well, right? had a lot.
Definitely of one of the most erlich and wisest people I've known.
Yes, so Bez Hashem, his neshama should have an aliyah, and I really thank everyone for coming and participating in the shiur today. And we should continue learning Torah, and his legacy and his schools should continue. And everyone, Klal Yisrael should be safe in Eretz Yisrael and Mechol Asar Vasar. And we should be able to celebrate the Yom Tov Pesach B'Simcha. And Be'ez Hashem, if not this year, the future years of being able to Adir Hu Yivne Beiso B'Karov. Bimheira B'Karov. Kel B'nei B'nei Meischa B'Karov. V'vies B'Shiach Tzidkeinu Bimheira Yameinu. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Sorry, thank you.
That's a call.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, and regular time?
What?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow should be regular Bez Hashem. Regular 11 o'clock Bez Hashem.
Yashakor, Chaim Arukim. Arukim. And I wasn't privileged to know your father, but everything you described, you live your life like that. So that's the greatest kovod that you could give him.